This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Pakistan today arrested the leader of one of two militant groups that, according to India, was behind the December 13th attack on the Indian Parliament. It's the latest conciliatory move by the Islamabad government, as both sides appear to be seeking a peaceful way out of their latest dispute. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The detention of Hafiz Mohammed Saeed, the leader of the militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba, and the raids on the two militant groups' offices come as the international community continues its efforts to persuade India and Pakistan to pull back from the brink of war. As part of those efforts, many in the international community want Pakistan to take the steps necessary to help satisfy Indian demands to end what India calls Pakistan's sponsorship of cross-border terrorism, particularly in the disputed region of Kashmir. President Bush and other leaders have been in contact with both India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf to urge restraint. The U.S. is said to be considering sending an envoy to the region soon to help diffuse tension. Hafiz Mohammed Saeed's arrest and the detention of more than two dozen others follows last week's announcement by Pakistani authorities of the arrest of Maulana Masood Azhar, the leader of the second group India blames for the attack on Parliament, Jaish-e-Mohammed. That arrest took place after the United States added both Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed to its list of groups that support terrorism, groups Washington once reined in as part of its global anti-terrorism effort. President Musharraf appears to be taking steps to do just that. And even as the military buildup by both sides continues, Musharraf says war between the two countries, who fought three since independence from Britain, is not what Pakistan wants.
Pakistan stands for peace. Pakistan wants peace. Pakistan wants to reduce tension. Let the relationship between Pakistan and India move towards peace and amity and harmony in the future.
At the same time, however, President Musharraf said his country and its people are prepared for war if necessary.
Pakistan has taken all countermeasures. If any war is thrust on Pakistan, Pakistan armed forces are fully prepared to face all consequences with all their might.
It's not yet clear whether Pakistan's latest moves will be enough to satisfy India that Pakistan is sincere in its effort to crack down on the militant groups. But India's Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh, speaking today after a meeting of India's Cabinet Committee on Security, welcomed the initial reports of the detention of Lashkar-e-Taiba's Hafiz Saeed and the other actions taken by Pakistan over the weekend.
If this information is confirmed, then it is a step forward in the correct direction. We hope that such actions against terrorist activities targeting India, including Jammu and Kashmir, would be pursued vigorously until cross-border terrorism is completely eliminated.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Vajpayee met with leaders of India's opposition parties and his own ruling coalition to brief them on the current situation. After that meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Pramod Mahajan said that both the government and the opposition believe that war is not the preferred option.
Nobody in the meeting from the government side thought or suggested anything like a military aggression, so there was no question of giving time to diplomats. What government is trying is diplomacy and nothing but diplomacy.
But even as both sides talk of a peaceful resolution, Indian officials are reporting more firing along the line of control that separates Indian and Pakistani forces in the disputed region of Kashmir. Indian officials say Pakistani mortar fire killed one Indian soldier and wounded five others late Sunday. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.